The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Oh, morning, everyone.
Morning.
Ari, how are you today?
Yeah, pretty good, Crevo. How are you?
Oh, doing well, doing well.
Surviving.
I'm doing good. Interesting yesterday.
Yeah, what happened?
So, you know, we were talking about the haunted house.
Oh, yeah, this is the one at Mayfield.
Yeah.
You keep bringing up, yeah.
Well, this is all allegations, obviously. How do you prove a haunted house?
I have no idea.
Somebody called me. Right? A neighbour. And they were like, I think it might be haunted. That was what they were telling me.
So they've called you up to say be
cautious?
They
heard it on the radio.
Oh, and they're like, sharing their theory.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Interesting.
I was like, I don't even know where they got my number. Obviously from another neighbour or something.
Probably. They would watch.
Yeah, something like that. They're like, be careful.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
Do they have more ideas on what, like, this house entailed?
They did not care to share.
Ooh.
They were just like, I think it is. I heard what you said on the radio. I think it is. I was like, oh, okay.
Maybe whatever. You guys could, like, team up like Ghostbusters and, you
probably
know, get in there and wave some weird techno stuff around and go, meow, beep, 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 beep. You know, just like when you try to check the paranormal activity.
Oh, those like e-meters and
yes.
stuff like that. Oh, it's so funny. Sometimes we have people run through the shop with them.
Wait, what?
Yeah, apparently they like taking them into like antique shops.
Are they like filming a show for MTV?
No. They just think that like old items might be haunted or something. It's pretty funny.
I love Newcastle, full of cookies.
So do I. So do I.
Oh, okay.
I just want to make this clear.
Yes.
Actually, not sure it's... I don't think it's haunted. It's just a house for sale.
It's just a funny theory.
It's just a funny theory.
Because what else is wrong with it? Why are so many people moving in and out?
I don't know, but okay. It is funny that I got a phone call. Like, hey, be careful. I'm like, oh, what?
They're going to escape from the house and come at you.
Pretty unlikely. So,
oh,
yeah, that was my day yesterday.
Interesting. I like that.
How was yours yesterday? Good?
Oh, I can't even remember half of it.
Sounds
I fell asleep
good.
For an hour and a half.
Okay. A midday nap is always nice.
Needed.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, we were talking about how Alan's was trying to find a new flavour for the orange snake.
That's
right. Do you remember this?
Because the discussion was, and this blew my mind, that it was apricot.
Yes, correct. Well, yeah, there's been a
Instead
lot of confusion.
Of orange.
Yeah, a lot of confusion around this. And the green one is actually lemon flavour, which it doesn't taste like lemon flavour to me. But anyway.
So just like, obviously the easy way to solve this, need new flavour for the orange steak, make it orange.
Well, they have now changed it. They've launched a new flavour of orange snake, in fact, and it's
what?
Not orange. They said
mango?
It had to be tropical. Close.
Tropical.
They said it was going to possibly be mango. It is now passion fruit. Now, those who have tried it are ranking it, like, high up in, like, you know how you'll have your favourite flavours in
what
the packet?
What your top flavours are.
Yeah.
Passion fruit could go all right.
Apparently it's lovely, and they've ranked it as high as the red snake.
Now, you are a regular snake buyer.
Yes, I love my lollies.
A snake aficionado.
I have not grown up. Yes.
So you haven't tried this yet, or is it not released?
No. It has been released. I don't have many details as to whether or not they've stripped the shelves and like restocked things, but it should be out in some of the packets now, surely.
There you go. So go and try it.
Oh, here we go. Sorry, I do have a date. It's
Great.
Down the bottom of the article. From mid-April, we can see Alan's Snake Alive bags at the supermarkets with the new passion fruit flavour.
In exactly 1 month?
Yeah, basically.
Go buy a bag of snakes if you want to try the new snake flavour.
And I will.
Yeah.
I might bring them in so you
I've
can
got
try them too.
Zero doubts about that.
They should just launch a whole bag of the passion fruit ones on their own.
I think that would be a good marketing move.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll leave that to Alan's. They just seem to know what they're doing.
Love it.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here for your first at five. Morning, Bree. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Tired, but we're good.
Hey, tired for a Tuesday.
As is sometimes at this time of the morning,
fair enough. So, Bree, we've got to jump straight into our news because there's a lot going on. Apparently, there's been a unit fire.
Yeah, so late yesterday afternoon, came in at about 10 to 4. There was a massive unit fire up at Colliers Close in Newcastle East yesterday. Right near Nobby's, right near the Ocean Baths.
Mm. Yeah.
Up at the unit blocks there, about over 20 firefighters rushed to the scene. Took them almost an hour to put the fire out.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was a very, very big operation. But probably the worst news of that is a man has died, police have confirmed.
Oh, dear.
So he was in the unit at the time, suffered severe burns, and he just couldn't be saved at the scene. So.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
It's interesting, now you've mentioned the location, I think I've actually been into those units, and very... I think they don't have lifts and stuff.
Mm. Okay,
so,
right.
I don't know. Luckily it sounds like it was contained to that one unit. They're sort of old school, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, the unit itself was completely destroyed, but right. I think the surrounding units were okay. So, fireys did do a really good job in containing it to that one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But, yeah, tragic the way that it did end.
Tragic outcome.
Now, also, moving right along to another big issue that we've found. I don't know if anyone else has heard about this, but a lot of dead... Is it cockatoos that have been shown up in Newcastle Park?
Yeah, well, Corellas.
Corellas, sorry.
So they're saying it's been confirmed over 50, but other reports are also saying it's now up to hundreds of dead and dying Corellas have been found across the Newcastle region.
Awful.
Yeah, they've been spotted in Newcastle. So they've been spotted also at Broadmeadow, Hamilton, Carrington.
Oh, my God.
And this was all just yesterday. And they're saying it's suspected a poisoning. But,
That is just awful.
If it's just... It's interesting, though, because I have seen a lot of the photos that have been put up online, and it's awful to see. But it's just the one type of bird, is it? Because if it's a poisoning, surely there'd be other animals being affected.
No, not necessarily. Necessarily, because with birds like that, they can all, like, certain types of birds, and I don't know the exact details on this, but sometimes they'll flock in one area, say, like a field or something, like a football field or something.
Right, yeah.
And they all hang out together, like, they're all making noise and stuff, and then they might feed there, so there might be a certain type of beetle or something. This is just, you know, me riffing at this point.
Yeah.
That they all feed on or in a tree or something. So then people target that because it's they think, they're making noise near my house or it can be all sorts of stuff.
What about pest control? Could that, you know, you talk about a field, could it have been potentially, because they haven't confirmed how it sort of happened or where the suspected poisoning has come from.
Sure.
Could it have been, do people use pest control, say, on sporting fields? And
I don't know, actually.
That's where they flock. And
okay, this is purely a guess that if they've tried, like I've heard of people getting rid of birds before.
Sure, okay.
And they like put it in food.
Right.
Yeah, so like baiting.
In bread, and then they throw it out where those birds are, and then, you know, this is what potentially could have happened.
Big if true.
Yeah, all a guess at this point, and if there is some foul play, hopefully they find out who it is, because that's awful.
Yeah, they're saying, you know, anyone who can help with that incident to contact the EPA's environment line.
Okay.
If you do have any info on that.
That would be appreciated.
New FM.
The Novos.
How about this for a glimpse into the future? So, in China right now, there are 6 million factories that make all of the goods that we use, basically.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is extraordinary. Now, there's a couple of buildings in a place called Changping, which are doing things a bit differently. So, normally in a factory, you've got all the workers there on the assembly line, they're ducking out for smoke breaks, they're, you know, doing this and that, they're keeping things running. But this particular factory operates in complete darkness, except there's like a few flashes from welding, things like that.
Ooh.
And this is because there's no workers in the factory. Not a single one.
So it's all just machinery working away.
100% driven by AI and by the machines that work like precisely, efficiently, and they don't use light, so you get a lower power bill as well.
Okay, so in complete darkness. Now, is it a bit naive and a bit dumb of me to like ask this? Wouldn't machines still need some light?
No, they do not, because they know exactly where they're going and what they, you know, what they're doing.
They don't need to see anything.
They don't need to see. They're assembling things like vehicles, and there's also the Xiaomi, which is the like electronics brand.
Okay,
they've got this new mobile phone factory. Runs 24/7. Makes one phone a second. That's how fast they're pumping them out.
Holy dooly.
And you don't have things, like I said, like smoke breaks, lunch breaks, unions organising. It's a weird shift into the future that we're moving towards. And you can imagine millions in 6 million factories, millions and millions of jobs are potentially at stake here.
Well, just think about how much the like business running these factories are benefiting, the fact that they don't have to pay workers deal with their emotions.
I mean, that is a huge part of it.
Yeah,
in China alone, 600 million jobs is potentially what could be affected.
Yeah, wow.
It's like 500 million people could be out of work. It's a kind of extraordinary at some level.
If that was me, right,
yes.
If I was affected by this as an employee,
yes.
I would just go and start a farm.
Well,
like just
here's
you know, everyone needs to farm.
That is true. But if you're just a regular factory employee, you're not on big wages. How are you going to buy a farm?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know the price of property; it's very, very high.
You know, you could get a visa, come over here, and work on a farm for 3 months.
It's not as easy. Like anyone can just get that. There's you know, it's you can't just move to any country you want. And work.
Anyway, the future is here.
It's already arriving, though.
My
and
God.
However that pans out, it's started now. It's extraordinary, really.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So the end of an era, Ari, because, you know, the $5 note is getting redesigned.
Wait, didn't it not long ago, like, all the notes get redone or redesigned?
Yeah, I mean, look, they do over the journey, but this is a big one because the Queen is getting taken off, the $5 note.
Oh, valet.
Yeah.
She looks so good on that.
I know. It's always something so comforting when you pull out a pink lady and there's a pink lady. but now it's going to be, they're still working on it, but it's going to be, I think it's not going to be really a face. It's going to be like an Indigenous design, which is kind of cool.
No Charlesy boy on there?
Well, that's the thing. That was, of course, everyone was thinking, in your words, Charlesy boy was going to get on it, but it's not. It's going to be something totally different.
Oh, look, I have a theory about it, and look, some people might think it's morbid, but he's going to die. Like, he's so old.
So do you think it's because they
just don't
to want
save,
to
re-
that's
it's to save changes.
No.
It's saving resources. You know, in 2 years' time, if he carks it, you know,
that's not,
you've got to redesign it again.
It's not saving resources.
Saving time and effort.
He's on heaps of coins already.
Oh yeah, true. Is he? Yeah.
There's a totally different like process in behind the scenes on picking who and what gets on our money.
I'm not going to lie. I don't look at the pictures. I'm just, all I see is colours and
you
then go
see,
happy.
You just see yellow and green and you're like, that's me.
Yeah, pretty 50s much.
50s and 100s, that's all Ari wants.
Boy, I only need 50s and 100s. I don't need the other ones.
Words to live by.
Yeah, I don't take no cash.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Moving into a bit of a weird kind of area here. Two things that I never thought would come together or be, I guess, I don't think it would work, but I think it has. It's come off.
Okay.
So there's a politician. His name is Adam Bandt. So over the weekend, he's tried his hand at attempting to woo young voters with a sold-out debut DJ performance alongside influencer Abby Chatfield. Now, if you don't know who Abby Chatfield is, she's very outspoken. She's quite the quirky character.
Yeah, she's got that. She's got a like a line of some sort of toys, I think, as well.
Yeah, put two and two together and you'll understand what we're saying.
She sells that.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's quite interesting. But Mr. Bandt over here, some politician leader. He actually hit the decks in front of around 500 attendees at Fitzroy's beloved The Night Cat on Sunday afternoon.
It's a venue. Yeah, a club, pub sort of situation.
Yeah, so he's gone, look, how do I connect to the young people? What are they into? So, DJing.
So that's he said. Oh, you know what? That'll get him. That'll get him for sure.
Well, as we find out more and more about this event, we find out more about him.
Sure.
So he, ahead of the event, he actually started to say, "Look, I'll be playing pop hits like Charlie XCX and a bit of Billie Eilish, plus a couple of things that I like to play on my own at home." And he says, and I quote, "DJing at home is my stress relief. I've played at some friends' parties before, but this will be my public debut. I'm sure there'll be train wrecks, but expect a bit of fun along the way." So, look, and then he goes on to speak about, you know, his love of German house music and all of that type of thing.
Fascinating.
Wild.
Yeah, not what you expect. He's I think he's a federal member for Melbourne. So he's not...
Oh, yeah, Greens person.
Yeah. So, look, I mean, he's in the right sort of area for it, is what
right.
I say.
Yeah.
I don't know, DJing plus politicians doesn't always work out the best.
No,
although having a little quirk like that can.
We get to know a little bit about his personality. He plays the DJ decks at home. Yeah, righto. Well, apparently the event sold out in under 24 hours. So good on you, Adam.
Yeah, and look, it beats ScoMo on the ukulele, so you got to start where you can.
New FM.
De Novos.
For this next story, we are a surfing town in Newcastle.
Yes.
But another one just up the coast is, of course, Noosa. Now,
oh, beautiful part of the world.
It is lovely there. There's the big jetty that juts out there. It's just lovely. And, of course, the big surf festival goes on there, and it's still happening now up until Sunday.
Lovely.
One of the big events that's part of this surf festival, though, is the dog surfing championships. Surf's up, guys.
I love it. Now, this is when they have their dogs on the nose of their surfboards, right, as they're going down on a wave?
That's correct. Yep. So you've got the owner on there as well.
Obviously and controlling it.
Sometimes, hilariously, the dog also has a rashy shirt on.
Some little sunglasses.
Yeah, and it matches the owner's rashy shirt.
Right.
And you think, this really is man's best friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're out there surfing. It's so fun. There's a positive vibe to it, but also they're trying to, you know, raise awareness for certain dog in water situations and stuff. But what a great thing. I love some of the names selected for the, you know, dogs that surf as well.
So the dog's not the team?
Yeah, Cheech, okay. Basil, Bear, Happy, Taro. They're just so cute. And all the profiles for the pictures of all the dogs are, like, so cute. So they're all profiled on the website so you can, you know, check them out like celebrities.
Yeah.
And they're always great photos either on the surfboards or at the surf house or hanging out. That sort of thing.
That's adorable.
It is adorable, and it made me think we need our own dog surf festival here in Newcastle.
I was just thinking that.
You know, there's so many great beaches you could host it at. Maybe at Nobby's.
Maybe you could do a tour up and down the beach coast.
Why not? You know, Merriweather, even out the bay possibly.
Yeah.
We need this sort of thing. There's so many pet owners. It's something like one in three or something has a dog in Newcastle.
Yeah, wow.
So for us not to have a dog surf festival feels like a total missed opportunity.
Well, why don't we start it in Redhead? Because Redhead allows dogs on the beach.
That's a good opportunity.
There you
go. Good possibility. I think that's the way to do it. For next year, we should spearhead it and make this thing happen.
Only if Molly the Whippet, your dog, partakes.
Oh, she can't. She hates water. That's an absolute no.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
This could be something big up in Singleton, the heart of the Hunter region, sort of, upper Hunter region.
It's one of the hearts.
Yes, a nice area up there. It could soon boast a community-owned horse sports facility, if that's what the general public wants. Apparently, organisations and individuals are being invited to submit an expression of interest to explore such a concept in the council area.
Horse sports facility? I've never heard that term before. Is that for like horses that want to do sports, like get into gridiron or
sure, I guess
ping
so.
Ping pong or something like that.
Could you imagine horse pong? Give it that bat. Okay, yeah. So a facility basically with the potential to accommodate all horse sports. So do with that what you will. Show jumping, dressage, barreling, whatever.
Or horses playing ping pong. Can we get this thing started? Because, boy, it would be entertaining. That is something I'd pay to watch.
Well, maybe you should express your interest in this.
Okay.
This is your public expression of interest, is it?
Yeah, it is. Write this down, whoever's in charge. That's how I want it done.
A facility for horse ping pong. Yeah.
That is my dream scenario. I will campaign for that for the rest of my time.
The facility, if it goes ahead, could feature things like fenced spaces, stables, and also spaces for cars, towing horse floats. It's going to be a clear vision if it goes ahead and accommodate for all different types of things.
I love to hear that. That is good. There's so many horse owners out that way.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be hugely popular if they can get it off the ground.
Yeah, not too far for us to go for a bit of a drive to go check out the horse sports.
Of course not.
Well, there's new competitions every year. Oh, I've got so much ideas.
There you go. That's what you need. Mm. Ari's got all the ideas. And if you've got the cash to make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
How about this, though? A tale from the subcontinent.
Oh, India.
That's right. Now, this is such a weird matchup. The Kardashians with India. Now,
yeah, didn't they go over for like a wedding or a party or something?
Exactly. So they went for a wedding of the son of the richest man in India.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
Who they'd never met and had no connection to whatsoever. Just got the invitation and went, oh, sounds like a good party.
Because they are fellow rich A-listers from another part of the world.
You've understood the situation.
I'm sure Harry and Meghan, well, if they had more money, would have got invited too.
So they're a bit of a shot at them.
Sorry.
That's fine. So they're invited and they went over for 48 hours to India, which in itself is absurd.
Yeah.
Things got off to a rocky start, though, because they arrived at like midnight and straight away they went to the dress fitting. They went straight to the dress fitting. The next morning, they were like, oh, we'd love to explore the area a bit. Let's go to the local markets.
Oh no.
Well, interesting, right? So things got off to a rocky start because they were told, oh, you're not getting a cab there, you're walking. So they're walking through the streets.
Yes.
Kim yells out, shouldn't we just get a taxi? Because she got startled by a stray dog and her exact quote was, oh, I don't do random dogs.
Oh, my God.
Chloe then said, I thought we were going to more of a marketplace, like a spice market, and this is where the absolute perler comes out, because Kim admitted she thought that it was going to be more like the scene from Aladdin where Aladdin steals that bread from the market.
One jump ahead of the lawman. One jump across Kim K.
What's so absurd about that is that market, first of all, it's in a fictional Middle Eastern city, so it's the wrong part of the world.
Yeah.
And as if it's going to be the same as a cartoon movie from the early 90s.
Yeah, the early 90s, that was set back in what, like 1500s or something like that?
In the past as well. The whole thing is bizarre. Safe to say, they didn't really enjoy their time there in the markets there. They bought a few, like, trinkets because they needed souvenirs and got out of there as quickly as possible.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Just don't go to countries you're not interested in.
I think that's the real lesson for that lot.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, it's no secret that I have a love for certain type of F1 drivers. I have previously stated that a lot of them are so attractive. Like, probably the most attractive sport, I would have to say, other than the AFL. I mean, that's obvious.
That's your number one.
But like, I was just so shocked every time that I've seen, like, a bit of news or maybe an interview with, like, some F1 drivers. I'm like, oh, my goodness, where did they come from?
It's not a shock to me, knowing your type a little bit. You like them a bit on the slimmer side.
I mean, lean, like athletic.
Lean, but not overbuilt. You don't like guys with massive, massive muscles,
for
right?
For example, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, even though he looks like a lovely guy, not my type.
Yeah. So you more prefer, as you said, the F1 driver type, the AFL.
Yes, AFL. Yeah. But the thing is, though, like every time we've seen an interview, because the F1 has been on recently on telly and whatnot, I see the names pop up and I wait for like certain interviews just so I can just, you know, see what they're up to. Enjoy their face.
Yeah.
Though the thing is, it's not just me that's been talking about this.
No.
It is the big wide world of the internet, especially like Pedestrian TV, Nine Honey, all that type of thing. They deep dive into all the wags of these said drivers, right?
All the top and most influential news sources.
Well, to me, they are. They talk about things that I want to know about, which
pedestrian
means...
Pedestrian and Nine Honey.
Yes. which drivers are single and which one of them is shacked up.
Oh, okay.
So I've done my thorough investigation.
Sure.
I've done my deep dive. Turns out only two of them are single.
What?
Which doesn't surprise me because they all like look like such lovely guys. They're focused. They're driven, quite literally, pun intended, which is a big quality
and
to be
lean.
Invested in.
They have to
that
be.
Too.
Because they have to be very lightweight to be the race. Because every gram counts in a race car. You know,
apparently.
It's every single little bit. They obsess. They're like, oh, we could make that sticker on the side a bit thinner and it'll actually save a tiny bit of weight. The car will go faster by
0.2 seconds.
Every bit counts.
That's
in F1.
Right. Oh, definitely. Now, the only ones that I could find
that are single.
Yeah, that's actually, first of all, Oscar Piastri. He's not single, which really sucks because I love Oscar Piastri.
Would you say he's your favorite in terms of looks?
No.
He's up there. Okay, but he's out.
He's handsome. Anyway, there's quite a few people. One that I was surprised to hear about, though, was Lando Norris. So he became a member of the McLaren Young Driver Program back in 2017. That was obviously like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm pretty sure he's still with McLaren. I'm not entirely sure. I don't pay attention for the cars, clearly. but, yeah, Lando Norris, apparently he is single. Only
really?
Recently in the past year, allegedly.
I was going to say, because the only way I know about F1 is through Drive to Survive. So
yes.
I just see everything 1 year later.
Yeah,
when
you
the
do.
Series comes out.
Yeah.
And I could have sworn he had a girlfriend.
Yeah,
so
I
maybe
think they're done.
Maybe they're done. Okay, there you go. So there's a possibility.
From accounts that I know of that I have seen. And then you've got the one and only Lewis Hamilton. Apparently he's been dating around over the past couple of years, but no one's stuck.
Really?
So apparently he's single.
There you go. And he's got a few, you know,
he's got a lot
championship
of money.
Trophies under his belt. And a few other bits and bobs as well, I think.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
Okay, let's jump into your game for your Tuesday morning. This is the Novos Name 5. A quick recap on how it works. You've got 10 seconds on the clock, counting down to name 5 things related to a category that we give you. Now, we did do an example just before, Crevo.
Yes.
And you did it. It was Name 5 Newcastle businesses. Smashed it out of the park.
Yeah, a couple of seconds to spare. Not wanting to brag, but I was pretty good at it. Yeah, and Ari's pretty tough on these things. So if there's even one that's not quite right, she'll get rid of you straight away.
That's so harsh.
All right, well, let's meet our contestant out at Madawi. It's Gabby. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is it out there today?
We've got some sun, we've got a few clouds. I'm actually on the way down to
Somersby.
Ooh,
okay, you're on
have
the move.
Cider.
Yeah, while you're there. No doubt that's what Gabby's up to.
Ooh, pear ciders.
Drink responsibly, of course.
Anyway, you're all across this game here, Gabby?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Perfect, let's jump in.
10 seconds on the clock, you got to name 5 things from the category Ari gives you.
Okay, Gabby, get ready. I need you to name 5 things people don't buy in supermarkets. Go.
Okay. Stereo, headphones, CDs, DVDs, and computers.
Oh,
she's gone straight to Harvey Norman.
Yeah, I know. And fair enough. Harvey Norman's a fantastic store. Friends of the show.
Smart.
Very smart indeed. Congratulations. You're our latest local winner.
Amazing. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Gabby in Madawi snapping up those Rupert golf tickets. Well done. You see how easy it is?
It is. It's a lot of fun.
If you're wanting to get that same time, same place tomorrow at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Bickering couples, those who argue quite a lot or can't agree on many things, are now heralding a new secret weapon in the fight to keep their love lives alive. So I'm talking about introducing AI into your relationship, or relationship counselling, if you will. So there's a lot of couples out there, you know, unable to afford therapists.
Yeah.
Or certain types of counsellors, but now are instead unpacking their issues with AI.
So there's also a lot of couples who are just a bit stingy. You know,
yes,
they've got they've got the, you know, they probably could afford it, but they don't. So they just keep arguing. I know one couple that they could use that because they're both a bit tight.
Okay.
They've got plenty of money, but they just don't like spending it.
And fair enough. You don't have to.
They do like bickering. So I'd love them to get this.
Maybe they should give this a go. Now, how it works, you create your own ChatGPT therapist, which involves setting up the AI tool to respond specifically according to your chosen prompts. For example, offering supportive statements or asking open-ended questions. You can even tell it to respond as your favourite psychotherapist. It's very interesting because they're turning to this as well because the AI therapist is non-judgmental. They don't have a bias.
Right.
It's just easier to get, like, the proper answer from it when you ask it the question.
See, here's me imagining it like it's Siri, except me yelling at it to settle an argument. Like, hey, AI therapist, who's right in this situation?
Well, I guess so.
Oh, sorry, mate, it's your wife again. See, they understand the situation.
Well, you know, if ChatGPT was smart, they would have, like, a trigger inside the bot that would say, wife is always right. Wife is always right. Now, that therapist I would pay for. If someone's telling me I was right all the time, yes, please.
You'd accept that.
I would totally accept it.
You'd pay for that service.
I would, because that means I always win.
Your biggest fear, though, that perhaps it wouldn't be that way?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't like to lose.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, yesterday, Ari, a piece of true Newcastle engineering I spotted.
Oh, here we go. What is it?
So headed from the Waratah station towards like Mayfield, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget the name of that road. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's the main road there running towards Mayfield.
Yeah.
There's a guy, he's on an e-bike.
Okay.
And he's towing a trolley, a shopping trolley, full of return and earn. He's moving along at pace. I was like, this is extraordinary.
Genius, actually.
Genius. I saw this and I thought, what a brilliant bit of engineering. This is a true Newcastle entrepreneur.
Well, someone who might not be able to drive, doesn't have like a truck or a car.
Hey, figure out there's always a way if you're willing to use the old noggin.
That's right, and you don't want to walk, so there you go.
Novocastrians always figure it out. And he'll be, you know, off there. It was full. He was ready to go. There's a good bit of your weekly shop.
Imagine how good it would feel after you finish those last couple of cans for the return and earn machine.
Plus, Good Samaritan returning a trolley.
Of course, that too.
And keeping the cans out of the environment.
He probably stole it just for that.
Well, that's purely an accusation. Might have found it abandoned at the side of the road and went, that's got to go back to Woolies anyway.
That's possible.
Let's take it back, and while I'm going, may as well take some of my return and earn.
I love that. Entrepreneurship.
I know. It was brilliant. I was like, look at this. The absolute picture of Waratah Station. Stunning.
Waratah making his way to Mayfield.
Love our city.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, F1, we've talked a little bit about it. It's down in Melbourne at the moment. A surprise guest, in a way, is Mel C, a.k.a. Sporty Spice. Not there to watch the drivers.
Are you sure?
Well, she may well be there for that, but she's actually taken a job there as a DJ.
Oh, this is fun.
So she apparently has sort of been moving towards DJing over the last 2 years. She describes it as the most fun job she's ever had.
Well, have you seen some videos of her playing?
I'm like just looking at it now.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that is one excitable human.
She is tearing it up. She said, look, it's a great vibe. Everyone's in a good mood.
Yep.
Low pressure and free drinks. What more do you want?
Actually, nothing.
I mean,
free drinks. Hello, sailor.
What a great job and great benefits. And, you know, her name obviously gets her the gigs. She's done gigs all across the world. And, you know, at the latest, doing it down in Melbourne.
There you go.
Got us chatting about the most fun job or the best work perks you've ever had along the way. Because sometimes you get into a job and you think this is great. Maybe it's one that you do when you were young and maybe it's not the best pay, but it's so much fun.
Like
right?
If you worked for like Harry Schnitzel or Domino's or something, and but the people that you worked with were so good. Like it was like a vibe. It was a party in there every day in the
kitchen.
That's
right. And maybe you got a couple of free schnitzels along the way.
Oh, yes, please.
One, you know, original Harry Schnitzel, please. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Of course.
What about yourself? Have you had some good work perks or a favourite gig along the way?
Actually, yeah. Like I've had a few, to be honest. I've been pretty lucky. Look, the most common, recent one, I should say, is here in this building.
Yeah.
We get some free hot chippies every Friday.
How good's that? Yeah. Miller's Pies hooking us up, which is another local chips. Brand, which
I love
is
them.
Lovely.
But in my last job as well, when I was working for Wind Television down in Wollongong, the little work perk that I got, because I was one of the presenters on camera, right?
Yeah.
So that means we got a deal with our network. We got free MAC makeup products.
And that's the good
to
stuff too, right?
It is very high quality. Yes.
How good's that? Free makeup's very nice.
Yeah, I loved it.
I've had a couple along the way as well.
Great.
So one great one I had to do a bit of like driving around for a sales job.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, here's a $200 a week fuel card.
Brilliant.
And then, you know, if you didn't use it, then it could just be built up and traded out for cash later on. So you wouldn't use the whole 200, maybe half, and you get $100 in the pocket at the end each week.
I would love that. Can we get one of those here?
I don't know about that. But
that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Driving was part of the job, right?
Yeah, of
so
course.
You got that. It was a great perk. A mate of mine, he used to be a delivery driver. He used to deliver all the time to this Donut King. Down on the Central Coast, and he just, like, super friendly guy. They used to give him a free box of donuts, like, every week, pretty much. And just see him come in, hey, you know, welcome, come on in here, grab a box. They just have it ready for him.
Is so good.
Sometimes it's the little things like that that make a great work job, you know, environment or a great perk to a job.
It certainly does.
This is what we want to do. 4967-4105. What's the most fun job you've had? Maybe you were a DJ or something like that. Or what's the greatest work perk you got? You get free donuts. You're pretty happy at the end of the day.
So my friend, actually, this reminds me, she lives up the road from me, DJ Kerry.
Yeah.
So she DJs at, I think it's King Street, nearly every week.
Yeah.
So good. She gets free drinks and stuff too.
Oh, how good's that?
And she loves it. Funnest
job. Sometimes it's these little perks that make a big difference.
We did get an Instagram message as well. Danny in Cessnock, she said that she used to work at the Recheck shop and... How's this? Some of the items that, you know, they weren't allowed to sell on the shelves, for example, like the packages were broken. And I can attest to this because I used to work at a retail shop as well. If the packets were open, you were able to eat them on the spot.
Oh, how good's that?
Yeah, that's a work perk for sure. Free food.
It certainly is. Let's go to the phones.
Yep. Emmy in Bulga, good morning. What's your work perk or your most best job you've ever had?
Probably the one I'm in now. I'm lucky enough to work in a family business, so sometimes it's got a little perk on, you know, knocking off early or getting a coffee delivered or getting a lunch delivery and
perfect.
At the same time doing something I love, which is rehab on the land. So.
Oh,
amazing.
How good is that? Sometimes it is the small things, right, that make the job so much better.
You're totally right, yeah.
Free coffee, free lunch, you know, all that doesn't go astray.
A nice little early knockoff, hell yeah.
Absolutely. All right, in Aberdare, Sherilyn, what's yours? Oh, sorry, your line's just not ideal there.
Oh, okay, is that better?
Yeah, a little bit. So what was the perk?
Free events, free
entry for the full-timers all the time, and 50% off merchandise and food.
Where was that?
Australia's Wonderland.
Oh, my God. Oh. What an incredible place to work.
Yes.
Yeah, so when it was open, you used to go down for lunch and watch all the musical shows. You'd time it, so you were there.
Okay.
Wow,
yeah, cool.
Australia's Wonderland, getting free entry to that, plus all the food and stuff. That is pretty cool.
What a great day out.
I know, every day you want to, because you work there, right?
The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Kriva, you like a tasty little treat just as much as anyone, right?
Sure.
Yeah, like a nice little dessert on the go, maybe?
Sure. What have you got for me?
Okay, tomorrow, get ready. From Wednesday, you'll be able to get your hands on the Easter egg range at Macca's.
At Macca's, they've got Easter eggs?
Well, not really Easter eggs, but the Easter range. So what they're introducing is a new cinnamon pastry-filled pie with spiced fruit mix and custard, as well as a decadent hot cross bun McFlurry. Oh, get in my belly! Yum!
You're right.
No.
Are you a little bit excited for hot cross buns in ice cream?
I really am, yeah. I just, honestly, I'm looking at the photos of them and the little pies, they look delightful.
Like, you're so excited for this.
I've got the biggest smile on my face. Okay, so what we're talking about here is a crispy cinnamon pastry filled with fruit mix and the butter-flavoured custard filling to hit the sweet spot.
Oh, that does sound pretty good, to be fair.
And then your hot cross bun McFlurry is going to be a vanilla or chocolate soft serve with cinnamon pastry pieces filled with the fruit mix and then the custard filling topped with a drizzle of caramel sauce.
Oh, it sounds very exotic. That is right up your alley. So, yeah. Easter is here. And companies know how to make money. Is the double headline there?
Oh, I'm just so excited! Like I feel like I can taste it already.
You can see the sparkle in Ari's eye as she talks about this.
I really want one tomorrow.
Hey, well, I'm sure you can. Is it available tomorrow?
Well, it says
get one.
Okay, all right.
Report back.
Okay, we'll do.
Oh,
we'll
dare taste it on air, but just tell us how it is.
Okay,
right?
No worries. We'll do.
235 electrifying shows. 10 epic. Big days.
15 vibrant venues.
It's Newcastle Fringe Week on 105.3 New FM.
A bit of Paris and class coming to the heart of Newcastle, it would appear, Crevo, because...
I love it.
Le Divine Folie Anouilh is one of the, well, I guess, headline acts of the Newcastle Fringe.
It certainly is. Grab your croissants and your glass of red wine because this is going to be absolutely terrific.
That's right. It's a Parisian-inspired cabaret show. It's playing at Flamingos Live across 4 days as well, March 21, 22, 27 and 29.
So you've got no excuse. You can't be like, oh, I'm busy that day. Well, luckily they've got three backups, so that's been covered.
That's right.
Well, let's meet some of the stars, shall we, of this incredible event. Welcome to the show. We've got two in here, two voices.
Yes.
Introduce yourselves, if you will.
I'm Courtney, and I've got my beautiful friend Taylor with me.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Courtney and Taylor.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about this show. What can people expect, Courtney, first of all?
Plenty of sparkles, plenty of feathers, all of the fabulous showgirly things.
Sparkles and feathers.
Yes.
And there's a bit of dancing, I would hope,
as
well.
Some cabaret? Like all dance, lots of legs.
Okay. Yeah.
It's an exciting evening. You're not going to go out of there low adrenaline, right?
No. I hope not.
Okay. Who's sort of behind this show or what started it?
Me.
Oh, really?
It's all out of my brain.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Which is terrifying and exciting at the same time.
Of course.
Yeah, it was quite selfishly brought about out of wanting more performance opportunities in Newcastle for us professional dancers.
That's right. I don't think that's selfish at all because I think Newcastle is screaming for that type of thing. Like, we have all this talent. Where do you put it?
Yeah. How long did it take to come up with this show, write it, all that sort of stuff?
We did a very similar version of the show last year at the Fringe Festival. So this year is kind of like a little bit of an evolution from that.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of months of... like intense planning from when the Fringe applications went in.
Okay.
It was like a last minute, like, do I put us in? Like, are we actually doing this? And like, I said yes, and we put it in, and then it all happened in March.
I mean, it takes time to plan the costumes and the choreography, things like that. So talk us through that process. So, you know, how you went with recruiting for the show and where the idea for the cabaret kind of choreography came from. Do you have, like, favourite films that this is inspired by?
Yes and no, of course, always.
Yes.
Yeah, I think music was the first thing for me, you know, along that kind of choreography, planning a show process.
Yep.
Finding songs that I liked that had kind of some form of vision for a choreography.
Yeah, I think music, choreography and costumes were all the first part.
Yep.
And then we held auditions in January.
We did, yeah.
To pull in a few more dancers.
Okay.
And then from there, yeah, we started our rehearsals late January, and we've been rehearsing for, just the dancers alone for about 2-3 months now, just to put it all together.
But something like this is amazing at the start of your night out. Mm. You might have, you know, a glass of wine or something, come along to this show, and then you're on, all three. Indulge, right, that's it. And then you're on to your evening and you're jazzed up because you've just seen an incredible show of, you know, athleticism, choreography and music all in one, which is just what Newcastle needs, more and more of it. So not only do we wish you success with this and that you sell many tickets, but hopefully you guys are inspiring more shows along these lines, yeah?
That would be nice. That's kind of the goal.
We can have, like, some sort of, you know, fake windmill that we build in Newcastle.
Oh my God, I would love that.
They have its own building and everything. I feel like we've got the support.
Call it the Nui Rouge.
How about that? Nulon Rouge.
Nulon Rouge, there we go.
Patent pending. I'll just take 10% of the cut and I'll be happy. Congratulations, guys, on getting this off the ground. Yes. Making it happen is so much work that goes behind the scenes as well. We're all well aware. So have a great, you know, couple of shows. Buy your tickets before they sell out, because this will be a super popular event. Get them now on the Nui Fringe website. Quick, get your credit card out right now. Pull the car over and buy your tickets. Girls, thank you so much for coming in the studio. We're excited to have you here, and we're excited for the show that you guys are going to produce.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
An Australian icon of the food industry is Nagi from Recipe Tin Eats. Now, if you've never heard of this, it's actually the most popular food website in Australia.
I wouldn't know that.
So 15 million visitors every week.
Wow.
This year alone, or the last 12 months, nearly 500 million views. So she's actually one of the most recognised food people in Australia from throughout the world. Everyone all over the world, people are looking at her website for her recipes.
Amazing. I need to jump on and have a look.
Yeah. I've used a fair few of them along the journey, actually. Mm-hmm. I would consider myself a fan.
Good.
They're, like, really easy to use, always delicious. And she has, like, 60-second videos that show the processes really well. Mm. So you can see, you know, when you're making, say, a pastry, it's supposed to look like this now.
Yep.
And then you go, that's sort of what mine looks like. Time to add the cream or whatever.
Yeah, lovely.
So really good like that. Anyway, she's coming to Newcastle.
Oh, 12th, this is exciting.
Yeah, it is. 12th of April. She's doing this special event at Crystal Brook at Kingsley there.
Yep.
Where she's going to do, like, book signings, photos, you know, all that stuff. And she's bringing, so part of her celebrity,
a special pot of brownies.
No, is her dog Dozer, who's this golden retriever, and it features in, like, a lot of her videos and stuff. The Dozer's always just there waiting for, like, a bit of the meat she's cut off or something.
Lovely.
And she always just feeds it to her. It's super cute.
That is so wholesome for everyone involved.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I was a little bit disappointed to see this event sold out.
Oh.
But just dropped on Instagram, she said, second event likely coming.
Really?
So if you're a fan, be ready to buy them. Now, part of the reason I'm spruiking what she does, part of the money going to Soul Hub.
Oh, that's important.
$20 from every ticket. Second thing is, a lot of the money she makes, she just actually uses to feed the hungry. So she's got her own personal kitchen company thing that does 600 meals a day.
600?
Every single day. And she pays all the staff full-time salaries. It's like it's not set up as a charity even. Right. She just does it herself. She's just like, this is what I want to use my money for.
Mm.
So it's incredibly, I guess, unique because they don't have any volunteers. No one's working public holidays. It's all like full salaried positions just to feed the hungry.
Yeah, right.
She's an actual rock star in a way.
Aww.
I'm a big fan. And for her to come to Newcastle possibly twice, very exciting. So keep an eye on her Instagram if you're wanting to go along. I know there's a lot of fans in Newcastle with that many people visiting her website every month.
Well,
right?
Maybe you want to go to this, Creevo.
Well, I think if there's an opportunity and I can get a babysitter, it's a possibility.
Go and pat the dog.
Well, Dozer the dog is super cute. So, yeah, keep an eye on her Instagram if you're wanting to see her because I feel like that second release of tickets is coming.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I heard the funniest story the other day whereby there was this guy, he's like, oh, look, I hate going shopping with my girlfriend, like clothes shopping. And look, sometimes when you're out and about, say, for example, you go into the closest shopping centre and you want to go for like a little bit of a shopping haul.
Sure.
And your partner doesn't often want to do the same thing.
Yeah, like, that's why they have like boyfriend chairs and like
that's the, it. Yep. Or they wait outside the store like what my dad does with my mother all
in
the time.
Car.
Yeah, it's like you just go in dull, I'll just sit here and wait.
Yeah. Just
anyway,
different ways of thinking.
So this guy apparently admitted, now this was a little bit of a white lie, he admitted to being colorblind. So he couldn't physically go shopping with her to tell her, oh, that color looks good on you, darling, type of thing.
Oh, I can't go clothes shopping
because I'm colorblind. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, that,
honestly.
What a thing to keep up, though.
Look.
Do you have to do a couple of false negatives along the way or something?
Like, when she goes, oh, this is a nice blue.
Isn't it?
That purple?
Yeah, like, you have to be throwing that out all the time. So elaborate.
Yeah, that's right.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. So I used to do this like in high school, for example, when I wanted to get out of PE.
Oh,
like, yes. You know, like the actual physical exercise that you had to do for sport and things like that. It's like my ankle's sore or I played soccer last night, my knee's bung. Or, you know, it's like, oh, I've got girl problems. No one wants to hear any more as soon as you mention that.
No further questions,
exactly.
Is there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was the card. I still use it to this day sometimes if I need to.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yes. When you're at soccer or something, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what I wanted to do. This has inspired me to throw this out there.
Okay.
4967-4105. What activity do you try and get out of? Or is it like your chores or something? Or is it something you do with your partner? You try and get out of doing that, like going shopping with them?
Okay, it's a few come to mind for me.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, speaking of shopping.
Yes.
TK Maxx.
What's wrong with TK Maxx?
That is what
it's a haven.
That's what my wife would say. She loves it. She absolutely loves it. I can't stand it. I don't want to go through every aisle and look at, you know, off-cast homewares.
Hey, it's not off-cast. They're from Italy, some of those brands. I will tell you, some of them are fancy ones.
This is exactly the sort of thing she would say.
What about the bath salts that they have? All the candles? Oh, my lordy lord.
Anything to get out of TK Maxx, I will do.
Oh, the dog's all pukey. I've got a fixer.
Anything.
Know?
All right, another one that I'll try and get out of. Whippersnipping. There's a bit of a debacle. Mowing is fine. Everyone wants to do the mowing, but the whippersnipping, it's just a lot harder at our place. A lot of edging.
Right.
Another one, packing the dishwasher.
Oh, you hate this.
If I can avoid it, I will.
Right.
But I rarely can. So this is what we're after. What activity or chore do you try and get out of? Starting in East Maitland, Shani, is it you or your partner?
It's me.
Oh, what is it, Shani?
What are you trying to get out of?
Well, I don't try. I actually do get out of it. As a teenager, I had really bad eczema on my hands, and my doctor told my mum that I couldn't do the dishes because the dishwashing liquid would flare up my eczema.
Are you kidding?
I was about 14, and now I'm 29, and I think I've done maybe 2 loads of dishes in my life.
That is extraordinary, and I think I can feel my hands itching right now, Shani.
Oh my gosh, weird. It's contagious through the phone line.
I think it might be.
Brilliant. Mark in Rutherford, what activity do you try and get out of? Or is it your partner?
No, it's me.
Okay.
I came to a work location one day and it was like one of the hottest days around.
Yep.
And I messaged my boss. I'm like, look, it's extremely hot here. Mm-hmm. Can you send me to another location?
Okay.
So within 5 minutes, he's called me up and said, I need you in another location. Can you pack up and go there?
Okay.
All right.
So you got out of that
just
place.
Just due to the heat, was it? And
yeah.
And have you used that since?
Used it once or twice.
Yeah.
It's more than once or twice. Come on, Mark.
I can tell. Yeah. I can tell. All right. Next one.
To Broadmeadow, Michael, what's the activity you try to get out of?
What chores and that? Oh, it's more the wife and everything, like with the dishwasher. My hands are a bit itchy as well.
You know, I feel a lot of people have gotten eczema this morning.
Yeah.
And incurable too.
I might use that at my house.
It's a bit tough, isn't it?
Wrapping it up in Fletcher. Good morning, Elisa. How you doing?
Good. How you going?
Really good. What's the activity you or your partner tries to get out of?
It's me, and I have actually really good reason, because I have a horrendous gagging reflex problem.
Okay.
Okay.
It is cleaning the kitty litter, and so my husband does it.
Oh, good.
But we actually have a cat with IBS. And
so it's even worse, and it's all the time?
Yeah, but he doesn't even go in the litter. He goes next to the litter box, and it looks like a Jackson Pollock painting.
And that's enough from you.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
What are you up to for the rest of the day? Now she's just started, really.
Well, I was catching up with my dad last night, and he's like, Ari, I need to recruit you for a job tomorrow as soon as you get home from the station. I'm like, great, what is it? So he's got another car to fix. He's back into his panel beating and spray painting days now. He's really reliving it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he needs to pop out a dent in a bumper bar. So he's like, I need you to help me do that. We've done it before using a heat gun.
Right.
So it's like I'm changing tactics for this particular car, for this panel. So what I want to do is I'm going to get some scalding, like boiling hot water.
Yeah.
We'll pour it over and then we'll just help pop it out with like some gear and whatnot.
So it's a two-person job.
Yes.
And there you are, Apprentice Ari on the tools. I love to hear it.
Gaddy and Daughter, PTY LTD.
Hey, that could be a good little business. Don't mock it. It's a good opportunity there.
It is.
I'll be off to the shop today. So I'm going to work there today for the rest of the day, pretty much, maybe from around midday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also do have to give away a prize. Now, two tickets to go and see Hypnotic as part of the Newcastle Fringe Festival, right?
Yeah, that's right. Newy Fringe, 10 epic days, 235 electrifying shows. Program and tickets available at newcastlefringe.com.au.
Hypnotic, of course, the hypnotist who we had in studio. He hypnotised our producer, Mark. Very funny. If you want to watch the video of Mark not knowing what the number two is, which is hilarious.
Or seeing people nude.
That's it. Head to our Facebook page, New FM, of course. Today it goes to Elisa from Fletcher.
Yes.
Congratulations. Two tickets. Enjoy those after we ask the question. What activity do you try and get out of, Elisa? Very funny. The tickets are all yours. Enjoy going to see Hypnotic. Our latest local winner here on New FM from beautiful Fletcher. That's us done and dusted. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.